Hi, this is Tony van Niekerk at the AIO conference in Accra. I'm lucky enough to speak to Charles, the CEO and MD of GIC Re South Africa, as well as Sandeep, the Chief Operating Officer. Charles and Sandeep, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks a lot, Tony. It's nice talking to you always.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tony. Yeah, we are looking forward to a great conference in AIO. Yes.
Yeah, interesting country, Ghana. That's the nice thing about AIO. Every year we get to know another country a little bit.
Yes, before
we move on. Let's start with GIC. GIC has been in South Africa operating for a few years now, and your growth has always been quite good. So maybe you can give us an update as to where you are now from since you started a few years ago and how the growth has been.
No, we have started with at around 300 million rand, and year on year we have been growing 100% for last 3 years. So this year we may close with 1.8 billion rand in South Africa. We write from whole of Africa except Egypt and Libya, and our growth will continue in the coming years.
And when we look at the growth, you obviously operate in a few territories, you have different products and so on. Maybe Sandeep, you can tell us a little bit more about the products and what you're doing about them, and also the territories you operate in.
Let me tell you in the beginning that, as our MD has said, we almost grown by around 138%. This growth has been possible not only because just writing the same type of products or standard products. Last year we have introduced two products to the market. Actually, we are rolled out. One is that we have started writing with Ritaka full of the business. We have seen that there is a tremendous potential which is in the market in the Northern African territory as well as Sudan and South Sudan. So we have rolled out with a Ritaka full product. Number two, we have rolled out with a political violence and terrorism product for the markets which are quite volatile in terms of civil tons countries or something like that, and they are well accepted by the various seeding companies located in those markets.
And obviously you need capital when you enter new territories, when you come out with new products, etc. How's that worked for you in terms of your parent company and capital into?
Yeah, our parent has been supporting us regularly, and now we are even last year they have agreed to infuse a capital of $71 million US dollars. So we are well capitalized. We are around now 900 million rand, and parent is always with us, and we also from this year on will make a very decent surplus to enhance our capital.
So last year what happened, along with these two products, our parent has also allowed us to write 5 more territories from the Africa, which are Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Sudan and South Sudan. In line with that, we have also made our projections for next 3 years. And to support that level of growth, our parent, as he has said, has already infused $48.5 million last year. And this financial year, we are going to get a $28.5 million capital from the parent, which will make us sufficiently solvent. Or I can say it will be more than the regulatory requirement of solvency. We have always set an appetite of 1.75% of our normal solvency ratio. So it will be sufficient for that to take care of those 3 years' growth.
So it definitely sounds like Africa is working out for you in terms of your expansion.
Yes.
Finally, if we can maybe just reflect for a moment on regulation, talking about capital adequacy and so on. And the regulatory changes, how is that affecting you?
It is not that only GIC South Africa is affecting. All other companies have to take care of the capital requirement as per the new, domestic supervisory structure is likely to be radically changed. We have already prepared for that. We have prepared all our enterprise risk management framework in line with the regulatory requirement. All our policies in line with Board Notice 158 have been prepared. We have already prepared our projections, and in line with that, our capital has been infused. And our main aim is now that that currently we are writing almost 65% of our business from the South Africa. So going forward, we are trying to be more geographically diversified, so that we are trying to bring down our African component from 65 to 60, and we will be writing foreign inward business around 40%, so that it will give us a good geographical spread, and it will require lessen the requirement of capital for the to that extent.
Okay, so you're well prepared for the changes that are coming. And yeah. I mean, changes are coming all the time. It's not nothing new, and it will not stop into the future. Mm. It's just about adapting. Sandeep and Charles, thank you very much for taking the time. It was really nice to see you again, and hopefully we'll soon see you soon in Joburg.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks a lot. It's always nice to talk to you. I always take a pleasure in that.